Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So they got some news. Some would say it's good news there in Denver. So we decided we wanted to check in with the Takeaway affiliate KUVO in Denver, where so many of our listeners are. Steve Chavis joins us. Steve, reporter for KUVO, Peyton Manning joining the Denver Broncos. Is it like a 9 on the Richter scale out there? 10? 3? What do you say?
Yeah. What's bigger than 10? Here, where the land, where the sun, John, rises in orange and blue, sets in orange and blue. It's all about orange and blue here.
And, you know, this is a huge risk for John Elway, who runs the Broncos. And, you know, Elway is known for one thing. In the fourth quarter, down by 3, you fire a pass into a crowd and hope for the best. He's taking a risk here. What do you think?
Well, Peyton Manning's going to be 36 years old this coming Saturday. And he's taken a whole year out of football to recover from 4 neck surgeries. So there is some risk involved, but there's a lot of money at stake, and it absolutely fits with John Elway's personality. Everybody here thinks John Elway and Peyton Manning connected at a heart-to-heart level, and that's what sealed the deal.
So it's about their relationship, and it's apparently not about the relationship that the community of Denver seemed to have had during last season with Tim Tebow.
Oh, they're talking about this transition from Tebow mania to Manning mania. We're not sure. I'm not sure if that phrase is going to work, but it's absolutely huge. The headlines: an inch and a quarter block letters in orange, changing horses. You know, from Colts to Broncos. The Tebow relationship. This young man has built up a national fan base. He was number 2 in NFL jersey sales last year. He sold out games in cities where he was the opposing quarterback. So while it doesn't look like he'll be able to sit and ride the bench and sit under a classic passer like Peyton Manning, you know, most of us are going to miss him, but we think he's probably going to move on.
What does that say about football, that he's number 2 in all of these sort of financial kind of popularity metrics, but yet he was like number 34 in the NFL in actual quarterback production?
Yeah, 27th in passing yards. You know, football is about heroism. It's about, he's the classic NFL good guy. I mean, the prototype NFL good guy that teams want, that fans want. So, you know, it still comes down to a bottom line game of wins and losses and money. This is the NFL. Let's not forget.
And can Manning get up to speed quick enough to satisfy the patient Denver Bronco fans?
Yeah, right. With tongue in cheek, not patient at all.
There you go.
And so Peyton Manning's qualifications, that 4-time MVP stamp, that big heavy NFL championship ring, we think, and he's already able to work out sort of informal practices with receivers. As long as a coach is not anywhere in the vicinity, they can do that before the official practice days start. I think this is a chance, John Elway hopes, for Denver to get back into the hunt for a Super Bowl almost immediately.
And nobody's thinking Brett Favre? Kind of year to year, was a real disappointment. Nope.
Yeah.
All right, you're crossing your fingers. I can feel you crossing your fingers, Steve.
John Elway is a gambler, and I think everybody in Denver thinks this is the chance. All the players are completely excited. I just don't know what we're going to do with an established, bona fide NFL quarterback.
There you go. Well, you'll find out. He signs today. Peyton Manning joins the Denver Broncos. Steve Chavis is on the team of our Takeaway affiliate KUVO in Denver. Thanks, Steve.